بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الله الكريم ما بعد نبي ذر جند بن جادة وابي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اتق الله حيثما كنت واتبع السيئه الحسنه تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن أبو ذر جندب بن جنادة عن أبو عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنهما عن narrator of the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم which we began discussing yesterday. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that اتق الله حيثما كنت, that adopt taqwa, the consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah, wherever you are. We find in other ahadith this concept of حيثما كنت is explained. The taqwa is something Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us, whether you are young, whether you are old, whether you are healthy, whether you are sick. At all times and in all conditions, we have to develop this quality of taqwa. The meaning of taqwa, as we mentioned yesterday, is very, very comprehensive. Many, many verses in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes who are the muttaqeen, what their osaf, what their qualities are. Find it is such a comprehensive and such an essential and important quality, taqwa, that we have to develop. That in one hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ says, فَإِنَّهُ رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ كُلَّهُ, that it is the essence of everything. That without this quality, it is almost impossible for the person to bring deen in his life. And we find that with taqwa, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very, very great. In Surah Talaq, in the Quran, Allah ta'ala, we find this expression repeated several times. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, Allah Ta'ala says, the one who develops taqwa, the one who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One verse Allah says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, that whatever problem a person has, if he has taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will open a way out of his problem. And not only that, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, Allah Ta'ala will sustain him, Allah will give him his rozi and his sustenance from places which he couldn't even imagine. Hazrat Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to explain, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, that Allah Ta'ala will give him his rozi without asbab and means also. Another verse in the same surah, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا, that person who develops taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will solve every problem, make every affair easy for him. Another verse Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيَّاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, that person who develops taqwa, has Allah's taqwa in his heart, then Allah Ta'ala will wipe away all his sins. And Allah Ta'ala, وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him very, very great reward. And we find that whenever someone would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very, very often, Ya Rasulullah, أوصني, advise me. You will find this expression in hadith, أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, that I give you advice to develop Allah's taqwa. And we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba kiram, the salaf salihin, when they would begin their khutbah, whenever they would begin advice, always the advice would start with this, usika bi taqwa Allah, that I am encouraging you to develop the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One example of this is the khutbah of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi. Beautiful, concise advice he gives. He says, usika bi taqwa Allah, الَّتِي لَا يُقْبَلْ غَيْرَهَا وَلَا يَرْحَمْ إِلَّا أَهْلَهَا وَلَا يُثِيبْ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا فَإِنَّ الْوَاعِذِينَ بِهَا كَثِيرٌ وَالْعَامِلِينَ بِهَا قَلِيلٌ جَعَلَنَا اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكَ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He says, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah, without which Allah will never accept anyone. First condition to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala is to develop taqwa. Allah will never have mercy except upon the people of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala will never reward any action except with taqwa. And then he goes on to say, فَإِنَّ الْوَاعِذِينَ بِهَا كَثِيرٌ, he says, those who speak about taqwa, those who advise about taqwa are plenty. وَالْعَامِلِينَ بِهَا قَلِيلٌ, and those who develop this taqwa are very few. We speak a lot about it, but very few develop it. And then Umar bin Abdul Aziz makes the dua. He says, جَعَلْنَا اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكَ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and make me amongst those who develop taqwa. Why is taqwa so important? One place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, for any amal to be accepted by Allah, the first condition is that we have to develop taqwa. Allah will only accept from the people of taqwa. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and other sahaba, we find expressions like this. They would say that لَأَنْ أَتَيَقَّنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ عَمَلٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا كُلِّهَا وَكُلِّهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Expressions like this, they would say that if I had to come to know, if I had to come to know that Allah has accepted an action of mine equivalent to a grain of mustard seed, this would be more beloved to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because this is a sign that I have taqwa. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala will only accept from the people of taqwa. So this concept that is found in this hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, three things Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks about. First and foremost, he says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. That wherever you are, in every condition, in all times, develop taqwa. So this is something we should ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us this quality of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala make us amongst the muttaqeen. The month of Ramadan, we know that famous verse. Allah Ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, we made fasting farz upon you, as we made it farz upon the nations that preceded you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you develop taqwa. So this is very, very important, to make dua for taqwa, to become conscious, to ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that at all times and in every condition, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala should make us amongst the muttaqeen. The second thing Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, أَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. That whenever you do, if a person has taqwa, what will be the first benefit? That he will obey Allah at all times. He will stay away from haram. But Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sinless. After that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Kullu bani Adam khata'un." Everyone else will make sin. Everyone else will make a mistake. So with taqwa, we will stay away from haram. But sometimes the mistake will occur. We will break the command of Allah Ta'ala. So what do you do in that condition? What does shaitan tell you? You are gunegar, you have broken Allah's command, you are finished. There is no hope for you. Ends there. This is what shaitan will put in the heart of a person, make him despondent. But what does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? When you make a mistake, when you do some haram, do not become despondent. What must you do? Immediately after that, do some good deed. Obey Allah in some manner. Then what will happen? The benefit of that good deed is that the guna that you did, the neki and the good deed that you will do after that will wipe away that guna. This is also something that requires some detail. In it is great basharat and glad tidings, but we will continue on another occasion. Allah give us tawfiq.